Önce bana diyor, basaya tamlıyor, sen barışıyor.
So for the sake of all mother sentient beings, equaling the limits of space, I must attain the state of full Buddhahood by every means. And for this purpose, I shall now listen to the teachings on the graduated path of enlightenment. So please adjust your motivation in such a way and listen in an appropriate manner. So then, what the Dharma we're listening to is the that which embodies the 84,000 types of dharmas taught by the Buddha, and which is the lumbrium, the graduated path of enlightenment. And so within this, then we have taught about the root of the path, which is relying on the spiritual master. And having relied on the spiritual master, how to lead the students with the actual instructions. So here, how to actually train the mind, the path. And then within this, we have come to the point about refuting misconceptions about meditation.
Yes. Tengen zaten bu menrupo şiyeser o. Şiyebar şahate. Sen mi bacıyla çıtan dondu duyu şahabi çubi. Tengen zaten ama rupo sadı çubi sen ha. Mi batı malı çin ate. Ceva mence ve tema rupa de te çubi gomla. Yogum ne çabı şiyesen ha ne. Kova çacın. Doba yiyin la. Teta ve tengen zaten çubi ngarru de çe gomla. Tengen zaten kesin doğna ne. Tengen zaten çubi şinda çin bu gondun ne şiyeba. Tengen ma gova sartan de tara. Ben ha.
So therefore, in the text, it continues to say that when if one uses the one cultivates one engages in too much analysis with discerning wisdom, and during the time when one is engaging. When one is cultivating calm abiding and trying to achieve single-pointed concentration, then that actually harms the practice of single-pointed concentration. So when one is trying to cultivate that, and if one uses too much analysis of the object or meditation during that particular type of practice, then Namaksongkhapa says here that it is true that it actually harms the stabilizing meditation practice, the force of the stabilizing meditation practice, and this is in accordance with the intentions of the previous masters who, in their writings. So here, Namaksongkhapa then uses the example of a skilled craftsman, a goldsmith. And when a goldsmith acquires gold firstly, then they go through different processes of purifying the goal of its impure contents, such as burning the goal within fire and washing it within water in order to remove its impurities and stains, and then having achieved the final product, which is pure goal, then molds or fashions it into various decorative ornaments. So here, Nama Tsongkhapa says that prior to meditation or actual practice of cultivating calm abiding, then one needs to use one's discriminative with discerning wisdom to analyze and contemplate on things such as the cause and the results of negative actions, such as when one engages in negative actions, in the cause which is engaging negative actions, then how one reaps the results of rapid result of rebirth in the lower realms and having to experience the sufferings of those lower realms. So in this way, and also one contemplates the suffering, the faults of cyclic existence, and this way one makes one's mind displeased or disenchanted towards these objects. So in this process, Lama Tsongkhapa compares this to like burning gold in fire, whereby the impurities of gold are eliminated, relinquished through being processed in high heat and burnt in fire. So therefore, when one is accomplishing calm abiding practice, then the two major obstacles to this accomplishing this practice is mental sinking or dullness, or excitement or agitation, mental agitation. So these two are the major obstacles. So one way of clearing away one of these obstacles, mental excitement, is through contemplating the above mentioned things, such as cause and effect of negative actions and suffering and cyclic existence. In this way, then one is able to bring down one's mind, to settle meditation, to reduce the amount of agitation in the mind or scattering thought in the mind. So here one meditates on these topics to cause the mind to be disenchanted.
가봐요. 제임이야지. 용요. 나한테 세 촌초와도 벌써 단다 코베님한테 소 트레이닝도 거나 샘존 혼노 용이한다. 군조 연대한다 텐데 트레이닝도 거나 샘간 혼노 용게지요 아니나. 근데 신의 고민도 대다 전나 신라 공주반도 받다 이때비 생매반 두비 대답을 제거는 매도 비트인들 두비 탐초인 미세로. 인다 대 아니 변지게 봐줘. 제시 아 정말도 고반인데 텐데 전에 샘동원 주비 근데 고바시 샘동원 주비 이 말에니 증화설 텐데 진두 신의 무바테 바이나 아까스메 반도용 그래서 송아이
So if you have the text, we are at the bottom of page 114 and top of page 115. So here, when one is cultivating karma abiding, then also prior to that, one can contemplate using the discerning wisdom to analyze and contemplate the qualities of karma abiding, and then also contemplate the benefits of properly relying, the benefits to be reaped, or the advantages of to be reaped from the practice of properly relying on a spiritual master. And also one contemplates on the benefit of the precious human rebirth with its various freedoms and endowments, richnesses. The one also contemplates the qualities of the three jewels, and one contemplates the cause and results of positive actions, virtuous actions, how they cause one to achieve happiness and higher rebirths, and happiness in general. So by thinking in this way, then one's mind becomes uplifted, you know, it's uplifted into a state of happiness, a state of joy and happiness. So in general, by contemplating all these virtuous things, such as the cause and results of white karma and so forth, then this causes us to be mentally uplifted. So Lama Tsongkhapa says that if we use our discriminative wisdom, our discerning wisdom, to meditate on these positive things, then through remembering these positive things, then it clears away mental discouragement or mental sinking. So then this is similar to the process of purifying gold through washing it in water. So therefore, as one mentioned, one can see there are these two sections mentioned before. As mentioned before, when one contemplates the faults of cyclic existence, one's mind becomes disenchanted or lowered, you know. And when one contemplates on the qualities of the three jewels and so forth, these virtuous things, then our mind experiences joy and gets uplifted. So therefore, when one is, if one is able to do these two things, you know, types of meditation properly, then one is able to clear away the two major obstacles to achieving single-pointed concentration. The first, as mentioned before, being thinking thought, you know, the what do you call that? The thinking thought or dullness of the mind, whereby the mind is unable to clearly meditate on the focus on the object of meditation. So by thinking of positive things, you know, then this uplifts the mind and enables one to engage in the practice of single-pointed concentration. And also clears away the fault of excitement or distraction during the state of mental agitation, whereby one's mind is constantly wandering from object to another and cannot settle on the object of focus. So therefore these two ways, these two types of meditation, you know, one is able to use them to clear away these two major obstacles to accomplishing single-pointed concentration, and therefore they're very useful.
Nimarda, tenre ne pedon jan ne sunyan de yon jer mu jer on zom nimba. Ne kon on papa thong me gijon ne tong ne sungi yon nimba. Te da yon papa thong me jis.
No, so here, Lama Tsongkhapa, in order to show that all these presentations here are not his own mere creations, he quotes from the scriptures classical scriptures to support this or to prove this point, to show the source, the purity of the source of this information.
Yes.
So here at the bottom of page 115, Lama Tsongkhapa says that from the beginning of the path, relying on the spiritual master, proper reliance on the spiritual master, and then ending with the bodhicitta mind, the mind of enlightenment. You know, this in all these the different topics in between, the degree to which one engages with this discerning wisdom in these topics, by analyzing these topics with discerning wisdom, the extent that one does that, you know, then to that same extent, also one would be able to easily attain the firm concentrations which please the learned. And one is able to achieve such very stable meditative concentrations, which are in accordance with the spirit of the learned ones. Yes.
Dodon, then you know, cups of a teacher. And the Gona and Alamanga Mendes, and the Yoris, song, then written the Xie Yundu Gona, Chun Chi Shinkin Jigi, Nian Shinkin, Tan Yan Shinkin to the Shiva Yina, and Chu Shisa Deja de Gona, Lo in Jubatiba non Shinji, and the God is also some not on my Yina, the Gassi Yung, a cargo race, somebody.
So here, then at the top of page 116, then Lama Tsongkhapa says that when one is meditating, the essence of what Lama Tsongkhapa says is when one is engaging in placement meditation or stabilizing meditation, then one actually when one completes that practice, you know, then one achieves the calm abiding state that is free of the two faults of laxity and excitement. However, when one is using discerning wisdom to analyze the various topics of the path enlightenment, one also needs to do that in a state that is free from these two faults of laxity and excitement. When if one were to engage in analysis, that is mental analysis that is of the, I'm sorry, we wanted to engage in mental analysis on the topics of the path that is mixed with a mind that is mixed with these two faults of laxity and excitement, then one's mind would not be able to be firm, you know, one would not be able to definitely take hold or to master that topic, you know, sort of single-pointed understanding. So therefore, when one is engaging in Dharma practice, here Lama Tsongkhapa says that the previous master have advised, you know, that when there is a teacher teaching the Dharma, you know, a teacher that knows how to teach the Dharma, and when there is a student that knows how to actually listen to the Dharma properly, you know, then in light of such an environment, you know, it says here the classroom, but in Tibetan, the word means chodra, which means a place where the Dharma is being taught. You know, so under such circumstances, under conditions of a teacher that knows how to teach and a disciple that knows how, or a student that knows how to listen, then there is it's easier to generate understanding or realizations as, it says here to transform their minds. So that it's easier to bring about actual mental transformation. You know, transformation of their minds as compared to those who engage in meditation on the path on their own alone.
Yes.
So because these instructions or teachings are adorned with the instructions of the previous Kadampa masters, therefore, if one were to listen to these teachings under the circumstances whereby there's a teacher that knows how to teach and the disciple knows how to listen, then one is able to generate more experience than a disciple or someone who does a contemplation of these teachings on their own.
To some 去忙的些不能，娘们就讲明，搞不呀，搞完准备老多的，娘们是那样的讲呢，经过的这把讲过的，前年这边搞不啦，那老，当初是讲的经过，我们忙着，那这全部都搞完了，没有怎么讲的这个意思，先给讲完了吧。那对的，娘们就搞不当，去忙的些别搞不，娘们就讲明搞完准备老多的，等着吃就完了，去些别搞不啦的，嗯，不给，娘们接的，对，对，同大的娘们是那样搞的，嗯，你这经过的这把讲过的，谁要去忙的？
So, in general, one is engaging in the cultivation of calm abiding. Then, at that point of time, one's mind is free from both laxity and mental excitement. So, when one is engaging in the actual analytical meditations itself, also one's mind needs to be free from both distractions. Therefore, here Lama Tsongkhapa says that it's improper to say that there's a separate time for meditation and a time for study and reflection. So when one is actually practicing, one needs the mind that is free from free from laxity and excitement, and when one is engaging in analysis of the teachings, and one needs a similar state of mind also. So to say that the time for study and reflection and the time for practice, that these two are like two separate things, is a misconception. So then the middle paragraph says that, however, those who know how to bring all these explanations into practice seem barely to exist at all. So here in the Lam Rin Chenmo, then there are so many different objects of knowledge in which there are various citations or quotations from these scriptures of the Buddha, you know, the Buddha's actual words, and also quoting the various sayings, you know, of the various Kadampa masters, the great Kadampa masters. So when one is practicing, you know, if for a person to be able to bring all these various explanations into actual practice, you know, it seems very difficult, because some people's minds, you know, do not necessarily have the sufficient amount of capacity or ability, you know, to cultivate the path in such an extensive way to be able to definitely grasp, you know, the path, the essence of the path, you know, in such a way. But therefore, here Lama Tsongkhapa says that you should also create another concise presentation of what to sustain in meditation. So here the concise presentations can have appeared after Lam Tsongkhapa, such as in the different commentaries, the different forms of Lam Rim, like the essence of refined gold, you know, other Lam Rim commentaries, such as essence of refined gold, the actual Manjushri's own words, you know, the swift path, as well as the path to bliss, and so forth. So these are the various more concise presentations, you know, of the objects of meditation, you know, in the path to enlightenment, lamrim, concise lamrim. Yes.
아, 송라담제 나오는 잘 맞았네. 중선들랑 이번님만이 코니지스에 반응하신 대노나 마중반나 따지면 되는 화 중처럼 나 렌드 좀 하는 게 너무 고민스러운 게 거는 좀 쉬운데 다겠어. 총나만 원한 놈이 제발되는 왕국은 너 너무 세 모두 또 비대다는 마음에서 중선도 또 가봐 시스인도 이마 다 들리지는 난다 중선 근데 소소도 비시를 이제 있는 중선다. 아 근데 뭐 봐도 제지의 내빈 조금 돼서 단독의 종조때 시위이나 근데 손으로 담지 담화도 잡아대요 연결해서 근데 다 손으로 왜 통화 시행도 거나 아주 그래다 제네 검소 엄몸보 송이어로 근데 리비 제지네 송이어 다 리비 제지네 송이인데 대 검비가는 거 말했으나 근데 손으로 담화도 거두고 말아 근데 이 말이다. 송라 당하도 차트 메토드에 중선들 단다들라. 이번에 뭐니 코니지스 제가 제기를 해서 이 말에 송 말에. 이제 다 중선들라 다기 송한 남지 소소도비 시럽지 제네 고민도 가세 제바체 아니나 대점지 지스 뭐발 제지도 내비시네 주비아들라 팽이어레스. 인도 텐데 인도 아니 대하고 있나 아니 이형치만나 소도 비시르지 제네 송야 대제요 아담만이 맞다 기반 얘기를 다 소도 비시르지 제 인도 거나 아니 전에 노그레스 뭐부터 전에 봐 노그레스 세대이나 송름 시야 때 담화 아 고토 말에 냠네 값은 고금만도 세네 노도 되는 거래 텐데 인도 아 근데 제보지 시에 거야 러진 도스 이나 제 모든 돈이다. 두두이지 성방이 있어서.
So here, the last paragraph on 116 on Mahasankhapa says that whether you understand that all of the scriptures are personal instructions follows only from whether you know this meditative process. So regards to the meditative process, here it mentions, it refers to one's explained birth, such as using the discerning wisdom to engage in mental analysis, and also the stabilizing meditation, such as focusing, stabilizing one's mind, and then single pointedly and then object focus. So when one is able to engage in these two, when one has a complete understanding of these two processes, then naturally all these scriptures will appear, you know, to be personal instructions for the individual practitioner. So in general, within the scriptures, it mentions various ways of using different modes of logic to engage in analysis, you know, and therefore meditating in such a way, you know, using analytical, various ways of analytical meditation. So if one says that, if one were to say that if one meditates on these instructions, one will not understand it, you know, then this is this shows that one does not have the experience of all the scriptures appearing as personal instructions. So therefore it says here in this line, whether you understand all the scriptures are personal instructions depends on whether you know this meditation process. So as mentioned before, however much you engage in analytical meditation with your discerning wisdom, you know, that much benefits your practice also. You know, it benefits your practice of calm abiding as well, complements your practice of calm abiding as well. So having known this, you know, then this is when all the scriptures appear as personal instructions. So if you were to say that analytical meditation were to harm your practice of calm abiding and so forth, then this is this shows that you have not had this experience of the scriptures appearing as personal instructions.
이 말이다. 단다 조금 제비 감나
So it says here, Lama Tsongkhapa says that many people have this misconception, so that when you practice, when you engage in actual practice, one should not do a lot of analytical meditation. So even it says here, even those who have trained for a long time in the classic texts of the sutra and mantra vehicles, you know, the sutra path and the tantra path, you know, when they're reading the texts, you know, when they're learning these scriptural texts, then they, because there are many modes of logic being used, you know, to aid, you know, analytical meditation analysis of this path. But however, when it comes to the actual practice, you know, then they may also have the view that, you know, one should not do too much analytical meditation or it harms one's actual practice. That if they were to do so, then they would have do become low. Yes. So the thing they want to do when it. So it harms to like karma body meditation, and when they have such a view, then they will be support the above mentioned misconceptions.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I missed that one part I mentioned before. So therefore, it says here, what need is there to mention those who have not trained in scriptural collections? The other people who have not trained in the scriptures, what more is there to mention of them being mistaken? So therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa says that there's a need to establish this in a more detailed manner. However, he has not written more than just this. And that concludes the section of that portion.
So no need to say those who haven't trained in the scriptures. Even those who have trained or studied for a long time in the great extensive scriptures of Sutra Tantra, even they, when they meditate on the, when they actually meditate on the path, then they say these all these analysis obstacles to the meditation. Then when they do that, then they actually contradict to what they have studied you know, the previous, you know, the extensive study what they have done with all the reasonings. So they become as the opposite to what they, to opposite to their own, the extensive scripture what they have studied, you know, with all the reasoning before. So this was, so become like that.
So then, after this portion, then it says here, now it's necessary to show the stages through which the guru leads his disciple, probably relies on the teachers previously explained. So then, having as the previous part portions of the text have explained on the way of relying properly on the spiritual master, as well as the way of meditation, way of actual practicing. And then now it goes into the actual part of the guru, you know, leading the students to train their minds, you know, in the stages of the path in a gradual manner. So first it begins with the human, precious human rebirth, and this is divided into two. First part is an exhortation to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity, so exhorting the disciple to be interested to taking the full advantage of the essence of this precious human rebirth. And secondly is how to take full advantage of this precious human rebirth, which is through meditation on death and permanence and so forth. So here, regard to the first section, which is an exhortation to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity. And the reason for that is because why we waste this precious human rebirth without any sense of regret, without a sense of loss. The reason being that because we have not identified, we have not been able to recognize or understand, identify this precious human rebirth, you know, this current state. So in order for us to not end up in a state of wasting this precious human rebirth, therefore one must contemplate this life or this precious human rebirth of leisure and opportunity, endowments, understanding it to possess great meaning, you know, it has potential to accomplish great meaning, and then also that this rebirth is extremely difficult to obtain. So if one contemplates like this, and one will come to a conclusion that if one wastes this precious human rebirth, then one would be extremely sorrowful or regretful at the time of death, and that what would be extreme great loss to just waste it like that. So therefore, that also coming to a concluding understanding that if one does not practice the Buddha Dharma, if one does not cultivate the spiritual path, you know, then there is no other way. You know, there's no other way of not wasting this precious human rebirth. So therefore, this for this purpose, then one goes into this section. Yes. So then the top of page 118, it says that this taking the full advantage of a life of leisure opportunity is explained in terms of three aspects. Firstly, identifying the various forms of leisure and opportunity associated with this rebirth. Secondly, contemplating its great importance or potential. And thirdly, contemplating the difficulty or the rarity of attaining such a state of rebirth. So within these three, now we've come to the first one, the identification of leisure and opportunity. Yes.
Mm. 다다기 건데 소소만네 보통 된지다 아 된데게네 잡된지 그래서 이제 될람나가 지는 거래서 소인지다 돈보네 아 단조세 대한 내용은 돈본 돈데 소소 돈보네 연대는 뭐지 두바네스 난 도두바 아 템지 돈로 로와트 지네 템지 이 말다 그럼 이제 뽕야 돼요 아, 출연 넘버다 봐서 출연 넘버다 봐서 뭐 있나? 근데 될라 때네. 돈로라서 봐도. 안녕하세요. 전력에는 컴퓨터 뽐비 다바도 톱도 그래서 소원이 말 넣어 봤어.
So here as mentioned before these teachings have as their support the various sutras and classical scriptures. As a support, and then also it is adorned with the various instructions of the lineage masters. So here, in order to explain this point regarding leisure and opportunity, here he quotes from the sutras. So the sutra here is a verse summary of the Confessional Wisdom, 8,000 lines. And then here it says that through ethical discipline, you eliminate the inconditions that like leisure and many circumstances in life as an animal. Through it, you always attain leisure. So therefore, the what we call leisure here is attained through keeping your vows purely, you know, training thoroughly ethical discipline. Then one is able to, through that practice, one is able to abandon the eight conditions that lack leisure for practicing Dharma. So if one is able to keep training pure ethical discipline, then one attains the leisurely state for practice of Dharma, you know, that is free from the eight conditions that lack leisure. Yes.
Murda. Mekomba se tanda ta jeyo chi. Mekomba jeyo ta chayin de kona da chudu ba komba cha. Da chudu ba komba yin de ta ba has chudu ba ta ba chi. Da ne mekomba jeyo ka re se na da na gomba de ru ge shi jin le. 로고타완진도 돈로니 예단이도 냐와제와도 자베 까메바도 파쿠도 나로제와 렌시 고관이 세린산이 공여로만의 제와시지 메콤조제보 대다 동원트에 콤바니엔 네 제와도 도빌레든 매반도 시선보다로 인자다 네 몸분들께 롱게 자시 다 자보다 좀 맞지 근데 자보다 땡이되네 안에 단다 메콤 지에봄비 다바데 니에데요리 단다 메콤 지에봄비 다바데 니에데와 니 깜나 제와 도구일레든 매번 도오서다 단다 코바다 내년지 옹게 제바데 도비 탑지 예수님도 코바 도비 탑지 예수 근데 코바 도벌 집이 탑데라 아다 땡델레 사과요 말이 니 깝스 도벌 제거레스 송아리
So here to then he explains the word leisure. So here it says leisure means freedom from a rebirth in any of the eight conditions that like leisure. So here in the Tibetan text, the word mikomba is being used, which is also has another connotation of lacking leisure, or lacking the freedom to practice. So therefore, when one is free from the eight conditions that lack leisure for our practice, then one achieves a human rebirth, or achieves a rebirth that has leisure to practice Dharma. So anyway, these eight conditions are here stated in the text, the friendly letter. So this friendly letter here is a text by Nagarjuna, which is a text in the form of a letter that was written to the great master, which the great master Nagarjuna wrote to his friend, which is a king. And then here within it, it mentions this verse, to be reborn of wrong views and so forth, the various eight conditions all the way to the end. So therefore it says strive to end birth. So here what the essence of this verse says is that having attained such a leisurely rebirth, free from these eight states of non-leisure, so one should strive to stop rebirth, try to stop birth, you know, uncontrolled birth, which is the essence of the cyclic existence, the samsara, so which is one of the features of cyclic existence. So one should strive to stop that with this, having achieved this leisurely human rebirth. Yes. So so here, basically, what he's saying that the best rebirth to attain liberation from cyclic existence, to accomplish that, is the human rebirth.
Yes. 그러다 코로나 지금 집에 열 타고 듣지 맞지 이제 그러다 동무원이 손재 자백감 해봐도 세두 손재 직대는 마 회복값지 손재 직대는 마 회복값 된데도 정말 있나다 주요 말과 주매와 인사 그건 뭐 자도 열이 다 손재 직대도 정원의 추성요나요 열 타고 듣 나도 된데도 제가 있나 열 타고 보세요. 근데 제일 이제 되는 주요나요. 농바대 주매한 인사. 아니 주드비아나 고면 매발. 근데 얘도 열 타고도 제와서 찍지. 다 랭구도 연어도 나와서 뭐서 온보만 송아. 이 말에 랭구 세대는 주주 당다 시에바 인나요. 고면 덮게 이 랭마. 그러다 마구과 연어 나와서 뭐 송아 온보만 송아. 근데 중반 인나 이 말이요, 잡성지 좁다고 말아. 단, 너, 디노, 랭국, 이, 슈지, 동, 고, 메톱게, 대, 누슈지. 인도, 옴보, 마송, 와스. 니, 록, 다, 진, 디, 시, 대, 메이, 메, 콤, 바, 시, 에,
So, within these eight states and eight conditions that are free, that lack leisure, so these are divided into groups, that which is related to a human being, and that which is not directly referring to the human being. So those are directly related or referring to a human being. Firstly, here, when it talks about the teachings, he says here, describes here in the text a conqueror's word, which means that the Buddha's teachings not appearing in this earth. So one must, if one is born at this earth during a time when the Buddha's teachings do not exist, for the teachings to exist, firstly, the Buddha has to come to this earth. So if the Buddha comes, does not descend upon this earth and teach the Dharma, you know, then there's no Dharma teaching to practice or cultivate. So even having the Buddha having the Buddha descend upon this earth and teach Buddha Dharma, but then if one is physically born in the place or bodily region whereby the Dharma has not spread, you know, then at that point of time, then one does not have the leisure or the opportunity to practice the Dharma. So this is the second one, that even if one is born in the place where the Dharma, at the time when the Buddha has descended, the teachings exist, and that in the born a place where the Dharma has spread, but if one has a physical and disabilities that incapacitate oneself such that one cannot have full comprehension of the Buddhist teachings. Here he mentions being mute or being deaf, being unable, having incomplete sensory faculties or not having mental capacity to fully comprehend the Buddhist teachings when they're being taught to you. Then this becomes a major obstruction to practicing the Dharma. So then the fourth one related to a human being is wrong views, you know, having very gross wrong views that stand in the way for the understanding and comprehending the Dharma. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So then the other four states that are not related to, or directly related to a human being, are being born in the three lower realms, as well as being born in the realm of a long life God. So here, when it mentions about the terms such as not being born in the border region or being born in the central region, being born in the central region and so forth, so these can have two connotations. Can have two connotations of from a geographical point of view. It can be understood within a geographical connotation, and also within a spiritual or dharma connotation. So, from a geographical point of view, the middle land or the middle region, the central land or region, refers to Bodh Gaya, and it's four corresponding directions of north, south, east, and west. Then there are demarcations, within this is the central region, and beyond that is the border regions and so forth. So from the Dharma point of view, the Dharmic description of the central land is a place where the four types of followers roam, within that region, physically roam in that region. So here the four followers are referring to the groups of fully ordained monks, fully ordained nuns, novice monks, and novice nuns. So these four types of practitioners, when they are replete and residing, when all of them, the representatives of these four groups are residing or replete in a specific region, and that is called the central land or central region. So for example, the place where we are now has these four groups of four types of followers or practitioners, so therefore it is a place that is complete with four types of practitioners, so it can be called a central land.
Yes. 녹다세야 되는 생강지도 낸데다 군조서 요마레스는 진행에 대해서 녹다스기 여러 근데 된데 멤버 나도 낸데를 이시요 군조 대바요 제도 녹다진데요 제요 말이 다 손전지 되는 표백값을 해야 돼요 근데 이제 다 대다도 집에 있나 추체비 주요 단다 시도고요 말이 나도 된다만 집에 따위야 단다 야구 종이야 삼네 가와 공부야 이 말에 다 녹다 제이나 근데 손님들한테 정말 요원하니요 소수 녹다 되게 온게 그래다 그래다 대 두슈이 말에 녹다 돼 근데 녹다 제 많이 받아요 총 근데 제대로 매일 매일 공부해도 잡아도 따위야 삼네지
So here, having incomplete sensory faculties doesn't refer to mere physical immobilities, because as long as one is able to understand the meaning of the Dharma, you know, to have an actual comprehension of the Buddha Dharma, then you know one is not physically impaired, you know, or mentally impaired to understand the teachings. So this is the meaning of this when it talks about the freedom. Or the leisure to practice the Dharma. So also when one, so here also the, it talks about the wrong views. So here wrong views refers to holding on to the view that misconceives the existence of the three jewels. You know, it thinks that the three jewels, rejects the existence of the three jewels, rejects the existence of karma and its results, and rejects the former and future lives, and that, saying that there are no past lives and no future lives. So therefore, these are like wrong views. So even if the Buddha were to physically descend upon this earth, and then give the teachings abide in this earth, in this time, on the earth in this time, and then for us to be born into such a period of, or this era of the availability of the Buddha's teachings. However, due to wrong views, we could reject the Buddhist teaching. So therefore, the wrong views is considered the worst of all eight conditions that lack leisure, or all the four conditions that in the human realms that lack leisure. So therefore, when one should meditate on these various freedom from these eight various states that prevent oneself from practicing the Dharma. So then one should generate joy in one's mind. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mikomba,
So here, the regards to the four conditions, they are not directly related to a human rebirth. Then here, firstly, it talks about being born in the three lower realms. Then, when one is born in such miserable states of existences, then one does not have the leisure to practice the Dharma, Buddha Dharma, simply because one is being constantly tormented by the various sufferings. So, therefore, one is unable to practice the Dharma under such miserable conditions. And also, if one is not undergoing intense suffering, one does not have the ability to practice the Dharma, you know, to comprehend the Dharma, such as in the case of rebirth in the animal realms. Animals are unable to comprehend the Buddha Dharma and to cultivate it. And so slightly better than that, you know, is the rebirth, you know, beings were reborn in the hungry ghost realm, because in the hungry ghost realm, there are indeed some hungry ghosts that have interest or faith, you know, towards the Buddha Dharma, and if you, if when they are being taught the Buddha Dharma, then they are unable, they're able to comprehend it. You know, some of these hungry ghosts, however, due to the torment of hunger and thirst, they're unable to practice the Buddha Dharma. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Doyon 네. 이 말이다. 삼대 집에 내 제나 근데 나는 두시 매봐 와서야 돼. 통원의 건비서도 요새다 그런 내사기 내일 소리듯이 요인 말이야. 그래서 삼대 집안에 두고 채와서 사와. 이다 두고 채와서야 삼대 집에 내 집동. 다티 소리질란 두시 매봐 여사도 내사기 내지 요인 말이야. 근데 댄린 두시 매봐 세야 돼. 제연도 거는 제성 삼마지. 10에서는 다 시간도 삼마지. 대마도 삼도 삼성이라고 담긴가? 다 개와 태야매와지. 다 동안요 태야매와다 동안도 요만와. 댄데 제네는 까바 몸보도 내되기요. 근데 대 제두 마사지하게는 개와 몸보지. 그러다 개빈 터다 때네 대지버리. 대는 까봐 못 보질라 몸에 개비자면 드베듯이 근데 개와사드는 드베야 매체도 다 두시지 차대요. 내손에도 와서 내손에 있는 동안 용요를 동안 용어대야 되게 날사지면 개와세인으로 단단히 개와세인으로 이제 텐데체는 다 두시면 와서 야제요. 대는 마치 바탕이야 삼마치.
So therefore, to rejoice that we are not born in the three lower realms. So here, then it talks about being born in the God realms. The fourth condition is not being born as a deity of long life, the godly being of long life. Here it refers to one who lacks discrimination and lives in the formless realm, as well as the deity. In the desire realm, who is constantly being distracted by activities of desire. So here, when one is being born in this the heavenly state, of the fourth meditative stabilization, here the deities here like discrimination. In one area, it says in one area of great fruit. So here, this obviously this region called
great result. And then within that, one of this realm of that is the Dushimba, the unconscious state.
So in the fourth heavenly realm, the heavenly realm of the fourth meditative stabilization, there is a land called the great fruit. And within that, there is a region called, in the region in which the God, rebirth, the one is reborn in this state, where there's one realm in which the deities, one is reborn as a deity who lacks discrimination, in one area of this land. So this, it says that this area is set up from the rest of the land, in the way that the monastery started from lay settlement. So anyway, if one is born as a deity within this realm, then basically they like a monastery away from the city. So basically, when the deities are being born, when you are being born when you take rebirth as a deity in such a state, then basically what happens is that your mind is inactive, in the sense that all your gross gross minds and mental factors are being suppressed, being suppressed. So therefore, even though in that state one does not undergo actual hardships and sufferings to that stand away of Dharma practice, but simply because their mind is constantly inactive, therefore one is unable to, one remains in this state of meditative concentration for long periods of time, for eons, so therefore one is unable to practice the Buddha Dharma. So when one is such a state, when one simply exhausts one's positive karma accumulated from previous lives, one, based on the positive karma accumulated from previous lives, one achieves such a state. But however, by remaining in this state, what happens is that what is merely exhausting one's previously accumulated positive karma. And then, so after that, you know, then when that karma is being finished, when the karma is being finished and one falls in the lower realms, I'm sorry, so this part says that when one is being born in this realm, one has, there are only two points of time when one has actual thought. When one is being actually born into that realm, then one has the thought that I'm being born. And then one immediately, the moment following that, one immediately enters into this state of meditative absorption. And at the end of that, during that process, then one continuously exhausts one's previously accumulated positive karma. And then when the karma is exhausted in the last moment of their existence in that realm, then they generate a thought that, oh, I'm going to die. Then so they then they die from that realm and they fall into the lower realms. Rebirth, they fall to a rebirth in the lower realms. So and experience various sufferings. So in general, you know, when one is reborn into the lower realms, you know, that is that can be understood as good in the sense that the negative karma is being exhausted when one is being born in the lower realms. However, being born in this particular realm of the long life gods, you know, then what one is doing is one is exhausting one's positive karma instead. So therefore, this is a state that one should pray not to be reborn in.
So unconscious, no awareness. So only awareness at the beginning and end of the life. So in traveling the time, unconscious. So but conclusion was which was saying that that the loss and the sufferings, the as a result of the karma. So but explaining that you finished the negative karma, but here you're finishing the good karma. So actually it looks this one worse than the loss. That's what you said. Being in this form, even this form realm. Yes. That was
important. 이말이다. 두시 멤버가 세한데, 근데 전 섬도 섬종 라고 했던데라 좋았다. 이제 섬 섬종이 좋아파가 던데서 뜬지 검지네. 이제 던데 용이어리. 이제 안서 단다. 넘도 못 보지 제대로가다. 이제 섬 근데 사진 게 사진밴데 눈빛 사진 최고 막 파제 등도 주는 줄 나 영원한데 근데 왜 제가 제 그래서 선물해 근데 그때 선 거야 근데 차로 그래서 곰 자도 거나 곰도 마시가 있나 제가 이름 제가 지 곰 근데 제가 있나 다 안 드시면 봐 답다 영원한 랭고 등도 되는 거야 다 가시 다 등도 마시가 있나 아니 되고 제가 샘샘정이 좋아서 안 매야 되게
So here when one is being also when one engages in meditation, experiencing the rebirth in the state of no discrimination, then the reason for that is that, you know, some people, when they cultivate meditation, they do so on the basis of stopping or ceasing the gross minds as well as the gross mental factors. So when one, and then on the basis of ceasing these gross mind and mental factors, they cultivate meditative concentration. So as we can see, when we have a lot of an abundance or influx of discursive thoughts or superstition, you know, then at that point of time, we experience a lot of unhappiness in our mind streams. You know, there's a lot of discomfort in our mind streams. However, when one's a discursive thought or superstitions, you know, that come to a lesser degree, then we experience a relative amount of bliss, you know, or comfort. So therefore, some people meditate by stopping all their gross minds, gross thoughts, as well as mental factors, and then cultivating meditation on, you know, such forms of meditation. So then one experiences such results. So if, as mentioned before, if one follows the method of the Hashang, Chinese meditation master called Hashang, you know, so he propagated the meditation on no thought, you know. So if one meditates in such a way, then one would achieve a result similar to this. So as Rinpoche quoted from Sakyapandita saying that if one doesn't know the proper modes of meditation, proper way of meditation, then one ends up achieving a result, you know, of non-discrimination, a state of no discriminative thought, or one ends up as a foolish rebirth, as a foolish animal that is unable to understand or comprehend the Dharma. And then so if one puts if one meditates by stopping gross minds and mental factors, then one achieves rebirths such as those, as mentioned in the text, in the area of the great fruit, the land of the fourth, the meditative stabilization, whereby one is born as a deity without lacking any form of discrimination. In this point of time, then, if we take rebirth in the formless realm, because there's no form in that realm, you know, one is unable to practice the Buddha Dharma, cultivate the Buddha Dharma. So, however, this is not referring to the Aryas, you know, or the noble beings or the superior beings who exist in the formless realms. And this does not refer to them, but refers specifically to the sentient beings or the ordinary beings. They are born in such realms. As mentioned before, when you're born in that realm, you have only two moments of thought, you know, at the beginning where you will have the thought that you're being born into this realm, and at the end when you have the thought that you're dying from this realm. And in between that, one stays in deep meditative concentration for long periods of eons, and so therefore one is unable to practice Dharma in that. So having not taken rebirth in such a state, one should meditate and joy in that. Then it mentions also about the deities that are taking rebirth as a deity of the desire realm that is constantly distracted by sensual pleasures. So within this, then there are beings if one takes rebirth as a deity in this, in such realm, then within that there are some deities that have the good fortune, you know, to meet the Dharma, to listen to the Dharma. However, the rest of the deities basically are very distracted or desirelessly attached to distractions, you know, of sensual pleasures. So therefore, under such conditions, they do not have the freedom or leisure to practice the Dharma. So there have been instances of bodhisattvas manifesting as Indra, king of the gods, and so forth, to teach the Dharma. So the gods basically hear like a sound in the sky, such as the sound of the drum sound. The sound of the drum, that when it's being, when it emanates, it resonates with the sound of Buddhist teachings on impermanence, on selflessness, as well as permanent suffering and selflessness. So however, despite hearing such sounds, because the gods are so attached to their distractions, therefore they are unable to be to practice the Dharma. So therefore it is excellent that we are not born in such a state.
나 뭐를 메콤바 제도 차비했네 다가 도미야지 난 요가죠 난 요가죠 해야 되나 님만 요가는 이제 롱종 안에 메뉴 위주 원부터 낸다 말은 내가 뒤집어 아 대라 위스 집안 코로나지 좋아요서 집어 원부 통하네 냉고서 맞아 이제 나도 님나 다 만나서 통하고 님 말에 낸다 말로 받는 참여해서 제주고 많이 봐 내가 또 이제 가지든지 제비 네, 누가 대만 누가 되는 순간에 자고 아버지, 론주지 두신 주류비 차지이면 롱겐 요가시 자고, 이 말이다. 나도 매인 봐, 제시. 론종 아세야 돼. 나 매인 봐. 요구스 집어서, 나 요구스야 다기 코로나지 좋아해서 집어치. 아니, 원보 총화. 세야 다 랭구스 마성화 다기, 예, 뜨다 집어, 이 말이다. 내가 랭타 말로 봐서, 다 내진 다 말로 봐서야 돼. 참회해서 제대로 많이 마시다. 참회가서네. 봐서 뭐 마서 봐. 그러지 못해 봐. 인도인에서 봐. 대지시방에 쓴지 차 좀 마시네. 대응아 보듯이 공론론 게 제밤. 얘는 제대로 많이 있나? 이 말이다. 제대로. 아니 저 좀 더 볼까 말 말해. 아니 제가 참아 되라. 아, 你要把它解了,第一把它解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解了,解
So therefore, then being free from these eight states, eight conditions, therefore we have this leisurely rebirth to, we have the leisure to practice the Buddha Dharma. Then we move on to the second half of the page 119, in which is it talks about the various opportunities for practicing the Buddha Dharma. So there are the five aspects of opportunity that pertain to yourself, to the individual practitioner. So the first opportunity is being born as a human, so it's similar to that before. The second is that of being born in the central region. So as mentioned before, being born in the region where the four members of the monastic community roam or reside. And then the third is not being born, having complete sensory faculties, so this is similar to before. Then the fourth, it says here, having reversible karma. So here, having reversible karma means not having created the five uninterrupted heinous crimes or having caused others to do so. So the five uninterrupted heinous crimes refer to killing one's own father, killing one's mother, killing an arhat, and causing this unity or discord in the Sangha community, as well as causing blood to flow from a Buddha's body. So therefore, these are the five uninterrupted crimes. So if one has engaged in this, then in this lifetime, one would not have the good fortune to achieve the state of an arhat. And also after this lifetime, then one is reborn directly into the hell realms, you know, without any interruption, without this process being interrupted by any other rebirth or states. So therefore, it's called the uninterrupted karma, negative karma, because one is being born directly into the hell realms right after death because of the heaviness of it. And then here, the fifth opportunity is it says you're having faith in the source. So here, faith in the source refers to having faith in the discipline. So the word here is mentioned in the text, discipline, because even though here discipline does not refer solely to Vinaya, but to the three baskets of the teaching, the Sutra, the Abhidharma, and the Vinaya. So the reason being that all of these baskets of teachings, the primary function is to subdue or to tame the mind stream, the mental continuum of sentient beings. So they are themselves methods to tame the mind streams of sentient beings. So it refers to these three baskets as discipline. So now we should rejoice in our opportunity, having that we all have these opportunities which will generate joy towards that. Yes.
그러다 선명하게 농계 견디지 연체 봐서야 다 이제 대지 방향 심지 차중하세요 대 손지 샤주 그 감마도 매그래 근데 나도 대 매그래 이제 제일 견디 되니 견노시라 제일 견디 세계로 근데 손이 제는 마트바 차용도 마트바 쟁해 대라 견디지 연체와 세계로 니 받아 침물해 이는 참회해야 돼, 된 말이. 참회해야 돼, 돈바시아 죽을까봐. 돈비, 콜, 세징, 그런 거, 소스, 파, 총치. 다 대형한데, 다 대해서, 마도, 니마치, 진영 말이. 세징, 파, 그런 자, 치, 도세, 대제를 주인아, 그런 게, 시, 다 도세를 되는데, 샤리버게, 대제 소스. 공인물이
Within these five uninterrupted heinous crimes, then of the two that refer to sowing discord or causing disharmony in the monastic community and causing blood to flow from the Buddha's body, these two are possible only during the Buddha's time. So here the word gendun or sangha, you know, referring to monastic community, then is generally described as a gathering of four fully ordained monks. And then, so if one were to cause so discord between these four members of Sangha to cause them to separate or to stand on two sides, you know, then this is a very heavy negative karma. However, it does not become the negative karma of the actual uninterrupted karma of sowing discord in the Sangha. The reason being that during the Buddha's time, the actual occurrence of that happened during the Buddha's time, and that when the Buddha's cousin Devadatta then brought some of Buddha's followers aside and actually taught his own version of the Dharma to them. However, this did not last more than one day, because shortly after that, Shariputra came and brought them, you know, convinced them to return to the Sangha. So during that short period of time, Devadatta actually committed this uninterrupted crime of splitting the Sangha community. And then the other one mentioned is that, you know, you have a harmful mind causing the blood to flow from the Buddha's body. So this is done through using weapons and rocks and so forth, various forms of artillery to cause harm to the Buddha's body and blood to flow. And again, this we did not do. So we have this opportunity. We're free from having engaged in such negative actions.
That thing about the wrong journals, that the wrong jewel is so goyachi, and it should be charging into Jorvas, wrong jewels on him.
So these are called the opportunity pertaining to yourself, you know, in the sense that they are related directly to yourself, you know, the individual practitioner, and they're also an opportunity to practice the Dharma. So therefore, they're called the five aspects of opportunity that pertain to yourself.
Yes.
So then, page 120, it talks about the five aspects of opportunity to pertain to others. So the first opportunity is that a Buddha has visited, or a Buddha has descended upon this realm, human earthly realm. And then not only has the Buddha descended, but also secondly, the Buddha had actually taught the Dharma. So when the Buddha had taught the Dharma, and thirdly, for the moment of time, from the time when the Buddha attained enlightenment and turned the wheel of Dharma until the time of Parinirvana, then the Buddha's teachings had remained in this world, you know, that there were actual practitioners cultivating, that these teachings did not degenerate but remain in this world. And then fourthly, that there are followers, those who follow, so there are actual people that cultivated during that period of time, people that actually cultivated teachings of Shiva realizations, and also caused that became like an inspiration for others to follow, you know, who actually follow these teachings and also cultivated the path as well. So these are the four conditions. However, here Lama Tsongkhapa says that there are at present incomplete for us, but one can. What if one refers to the Nagarjuna's texts? However, here one can consider an approximation of three of these four. You know, so here the approximation is that we can saw a similar kind of a opportunity, Because firstly, the first one is that similar to a Buddha having descended. So even during the time of Nagarjuna's appearance or existence in this world, these conditions were also were incomplete for him as well. However, Lama Tsongkhapa says one can consider an approximation of these because one with regards to the Buddha. One can consider a similarity to these because with regards to the Buddha descending on this earth, we have an actual virtuous friend that imparts these teachings in accordance with the Buddha's words. And then and secondly, with regards to teaching the Dharma, then there are the teaching of the Buddha that the virtuous friend actually imparts to us. And thirdly, you know, there are also actual followers, you know, of the teachings, in the sense that with regards to the teachings of the Buddha imparted by the virtuous friend, then there are followers of this teaching. People who are engaged in them, practice them, achieve realizations, and also become an inspiration for others to follow, practice the Dharma in accordance with that. So this has the similar approximations, you know, to these opportunities. Then the fifth opportunity here is it says here caring for others. So this caring for others refers to the presence of sponsors that are able to provide for the conditions for practitioners to cultivate the path. So these are called the five aspects of opportunity that pertain to others, because they are not arisen from one's own side, but rather they are derived, you know, from others. Yes. So if one follows this paragraph, then it says, have the capacity to perceive the sublime teaching. They understand this through the very knowledge of the ultimate sublime teachings mentioned above. So these ultimate sublime teachings here refer to the truth of cessation as well as the true cessation and true path of the four truths. So referring to the conventional dharma that was taught in the scriptures by the Buddha. Therefore, here, as mentioned before, that one is. So here mentioned before, the ultimate teachings refer to the realized attainments of the true cessation and true path amongst the four truths, and the Buddha scriptures are the actual the conventional dharma. Yes. So here the mentioned before that we are free from the eight conditions that lack leisure to practice the Buddha dharma, and here Lama Tsongkhapa mentions that that with regards to these five aspects of opportunity that pertain to others, you know, these are not replete in us, you know. From the five conditions, four of them are not complete for us. leaving out the last one, so the previous four. And then, so therefore when Lama Tsongkhapa composed the, the text Foundation of All Qualities, then Lama Tsongkhapa mentions this life of leisure is difficult to obtain, finally obtain. So it's regards, Lama Tsongkhapa mentions the word leisure. This leisurely physical basis is more precious than a wish fulfilling jewel. So the reason why Lama Tsongkhapa mentions the word leisurely only is due to this reason here, this portion that he wrote in the Lamrim Chenmo. Yes.
Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned in the foundation of quality, the body having the freedom is much more precious than wish granting jewel. But Lama Tsongkhapa did not say so. The leisure or the say, freedom. So he mentioned the eight freedom, ten eight leisure or eight freedom, ten receptacles or ten richness. So Lama Tsongkhapa did there only mentioned Tavet and this body which has eight freedoms. So it did not mention the ten receptacles. So it did not mention that. So the reason why I didn't mention the second part was because this actually not qualified this from the five things you receive from oneself, the five receptacles that you receive from others. So by leaving the last one, receiving support from others with compassion, by leaving the rest of the four, so not actually qualified. So that's why we have similar ones, but not actual those four. So they have in these verses, but in the Lama teachings composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, did not mention. So the beginning part in the foundation could call it Taiwet and this body, which is freedom, is more precious than which ground jewel. Then Taiwet is not such a building. Lenching Yibet, Taiwet and Sunday. Lenching Yibet, Taiwet and Sunday. This precious body, this precious body, which has a freedom, that's found just one time. So they also did not mention about the jorwa, the receptacles.
Goyagi, Chajin, Ronjur, Jinjur, Kanga, Tondi, Yonindu, and that then did on the Chumad of the Kadudro, that Chudrogo, no Samajego.
So, therefore, we are being free from these eight conditions that lack leisure. So, therefore, we have the leisure to cultivate the Buddha Dharma. And on top of that, then we also have the various opportunities or supportive conditions that aid us to engage in the practice of Buddha Dharma, such as the five opportunities pertaining to others, the five opportunities pertaining to oneself. So therefore, under such conditions, when all these are complete, replete, if one does not cultivate the Buddha Dharma at this point of time, then when will one engage in practice of Buddha Dharma? So one should think in such a way. Yes. So please put in actual practice what all the teachings that you have just listened.